USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The world is marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. President Biden and former Presidents Obama and Clinton attended the ceremony at the National 9/11 Monument in New York City. Mike Lowe's daughter was on the first flight that hit the World Trade Center.
These 20 years have felt like both a long time and a short time. And as we recite the names of those we lost, my memory goes back to that terrible day when it felt like an evil specter had descended on our world.
Foreign leaders sent messages honoring the fallen in the attacks. Citizens from more than 90 countries were also lost on that day. There was also an event at the Pentagon. A bell was rung as each name of the 184 people who died was read aloud. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
For the first time in the Texas mask wars, Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing 6 school districts that have defied Governor Greg Abbott's ban on local masking orders. He said the schools were doing unlawful political maneuvering. The governor's executive order bars local officials from compelling people to wear masks. Until this week, Abbott and Paxton have been on defense as several school districts, cities, and counties in this state's major metropolitan areas have sued over the order or just outright ignored it. Some 85 school districts and 6 counties have instituted mask mandates of some kind in defiance of Abbott's ban, citing the need to protect school children too young to get the vaccine amid the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant of COVID-19. Abbott had called on Texas lawmakers to send him a bill that would definitively stop school officials from requiring students, teachers, and other school employees to wear facial coverings. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It seems the immigration crisis at the border with Mexico is having profound effects on the people there. Award-winning journalist Cheryl Atkinson, known for her TV show Full Measure, has been investigating the situation at the southern border. Recently, she spoke with Martin Quayer, a border sheriff in Webb County, Texas.
I feel that the Biden administration needs to be more firm on some type of immigration reform. Because you got to remember, these people are fleeing from other countries. It's either they're going to try to survive by coming into the States because they have no means, they have no food, they have no medicine, then the pandemic, you know, everything is dumped on them. And that's probably why they send, and I'm not talking for them, but that's probably why they send their kids and say, hey, you know, good luck, you know, here. There's no future. There's nothing here. You might die of COVID, you know, so go to the United States where they can at least, you know, help you, you know, survive. But it affects us all because they're coming in with COVID. It affects us all. My officers, you know, I have 5 officers right now that are out, you know, COVID. It affects us having manpower go into these calls where there's stash houses where we need to be answering 911 calls. And we do that. But we do that, you know, sometimes if I get a call and we don't have the personnel to go up there, we call Border Patrol and say, hey, at this house we have a call, there's a suspicious activity, possibly illegals.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.